We welcome you to another installment of Healthcare Heroes on KBEC. Through the month of April, we are highlighting those frontline workers, the people who have certainly given so much of their time and effort, and especially during this pandemic, gone above and beyond the call of duty to make the different institutions they work for very special, certainly to their patients and to the families of those patients as well. We're glad to be spotlighting Ennis Regional Medical Center this week, and in particular, Carol Kelly. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
We're so excited to have you joining us, and we want to talk about what you do at Ennis Regional Medical Center, and in particular that EVS department. We'll get some details on that, but we're always interested in finding out when you decided you wanted to get into the healthcare field. What was the inspiration for you to make that career choice?
About a long time ago, actually. I've been doing this for 20 years. I went to the old hospital when it was there, just went in one day, and I was talking to James Patterson. He was my supervisor for a long time, and I just told him, I said, look, dude, I don't know, but I just want to clean this place. And it was 50 years old at that time. I think it was 50 years old at that time, and that was in 2001, March of 2001.
Wow.
And he was so impressed, he said, now I'm like, he said that that was somebody that he wanted to hire. My handshake, he said, my handshake did it all. I'm like, okay, that'll work. And I've been there ever since. I was at the old hospital. I did quit for 8 months. I thought I wanted to make a lot more money, so I moved on to Walgreens Distribution Center. I only lasted 8 months there because that's some hard work, I'll tell you, and I'm not scared of any hard work whatsoever, but that's a... For an old gal like me, that's pretty rough.
You know, it's interesting, though. You're the second healthcare hero we've had that has kind of taken that path. I actually went to work there at their particular facility without any formal schooling and then worked their way through. And the other individual actually took a little break before they realized, hey, this is actually what I was doing. That's what I want to do.
Exactly. I missed it so bad. I don't know. I'm a people person. I like greeting people, and I just like people. And you get to meet all kinds of folks. Like, they're very sick when they come, but you also get to talk with them, and you know, you see them say like every day for a week if they're there that long, and you talk with them, and they just, I don't know, you just kind of bond to them.
Everybody has a story, don't they? I mean, it is interesting.
Yes, sir, they do. And it is very interesting. And it's just, I don't know, I fell in love with the place in 2001. And I don't know what happened to my head, but I did leave. And I went back in 2003, and I've been there ever since.
Now, I know what you said about not being afraid of hard work is true because on the supervisor list that we received in recommendation, it says you are a hard and tireless worker. And tell us about what you do in that EVS department. How did you end up in the EVS department?
Well, like I said, I went in there and was talking to Mr. Patterson, and I was a housekeeper for a long time. I just cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. I cleaned 50-year-old dirt, basically. And I don't know, I like cleaning, and I'm very OCD about it, so it all just kind of clicked. And then we moved over to the new hospital, and it was like a good challenge there because it was like, man, this is a brand new hospital. I have to keep it as a brand new hospital.
No, you've enjoyed working at that beautiful facility too.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a big place. It's a lot bigger than the old hospital, but yes, it is beautiful.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Carol Kelly of Ennis Regional Medical Center. She's our healthcare hero for this week. So I'm thinking, though, Carol, that once the pandemic sets in, Environmental Service Department takes on even an extra meeting when we start talking about disinfecting and cleaning. Talk about some of the rigors of what you've had to do during this pandemic.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, one, we have to wear the mask, and it's 24/7. And you're constantly wiping and cleaning and sweeping and mopping, and you're constantly cleaning your chairs and you're cleaning your doorknobs and you're cleaning handrails, and it's, you're spraying Lysol, you know, you stay like right behind people. And you don't mean to be such a nuisance, but I mean, you have to keep it clean. This pandemic has really just overwhelmed all of us. I will be honest with you, it has been very tiresome, but I think we all are doing an awesome job. There ain't a person there that hasn't upheld their part and done. My girls are awesome. I do want to say that. They are so wonderful. They have worked so hard day and night. I mean, each and every one of them, they have really outdone themselves. And there ain't a thing they miss. They stay right upbeat.
Well, would that be the case, just in your own opinion, do you think some of the extra precautions and stringent protocols that have been put in place during this, do you think some of those will stay in place even going forward, even though we're beginning to see these numbers drop some now?
Yes, sir, you're right. They are dropping some, but yes, we will stay on it because, like I said, the COVID, or it'll be something else. So, yes, sir. I think what we're doing has been 100% helpful.
Well, it certainly is hard work. And Carol Kelly and the group of the EVS Department at Ennis Regional Medical Center, certainly we want to say congratulations on being our healthcare hero for this week and the outstanding job you do. And appreciate you taking some time to join us on the air this morning.
Thank you so much. Stay safe.